Joel, chapter 3. For, look, in those days, and in that time, when I will bring back the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will execute judgment on them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have parted my land, and have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a prostitute, and sold a girl for wine, that they may drink. Yes, and what are you to me, O Tyre, and Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me, swiftly and speedily I will return your recompense on your own head. Since you have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my goodly precious things, and have sold the sons of Judah and the sons of Jerusalem to the sons of the Grecians, that you may remove them far from their border. Look, I will stir them up out of the place where you have sold them, and will return your recompense on your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the sons of Judah, and they will sell them to the men of Sheba, to a nation far off, for Yahweh has spoken it. Proclaim this among the nations, prepare war, stir up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears, let the weak say, I am strong. Hurry, and come, all you nations round about, and gather yourselves together, there cause your mighty ones to come down, O Yahweh. Let the nations bestir themselves, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the nations round about. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe, come, tread, for the wine press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. And Yahweh will roar from Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth will shake, but Yahweh will be a refuge to his people, and a stronghold to the sons of Israel. So you will know that I am Yahweh your God, staying in Zion my holy mountain, then Jerusalem will be holy, and there will no strangers pass through her anymore. And it will come to pass in that day, that the mountains will drop down sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah will flow with waters, and a fountain will come forth from the house of Yahweh, and will water the valley of Shittim. Egypt will be a desolation, and Edom will be a desolate wilderness, for the violence done to the sons of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah will remain forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. And I will make their blood innocent, that I have not made innocent, for Yahweh stays in Zion.